Now, in the last 3 or 4 days before the start of the Vendée Globe, you've had quite a lot of briefings and checkings and inspections. In which state is the boat now?
Fortunately, we are ready. Yesterday, we finished the safety check. All the points which we have left is done and officially accepted my boat for the start. Also, I think the boat is ready, everything is done. This afternoon we go out for some sailing. We are ready until the start. All the food is in, all the fuel is in, which had to be sealed. It's sealed. So I guess we are according to the rules, according to all the regulation, and the boat is ready. Myself, I feel good. I feel good about boat and I feel good about myself. So we are absolutely ready for the start.
Aren't you annoyed by the fact that a lot of people ask you about your age when now in this fleet you are not the oldest skipper?
We are four skippers over 60, and I'm far not the oldest. To be honest, I never think about my age. I think I'm really fit enough for the one-day globe, independent from any age. I guess my condition is better than some 30 years old of skipper. So this is not a question. A question is that how much motivation you have left? What is that fire? Sometimes I'm talking and thinking about the experiences. That experience I have in this 30 years of career, is it advantage or handicap? I cannot say that because some of them is handicap, some of them advantage. I know quite a lot of things what can happen. But on the other side, this is also a handicap because I'm much more carefully. A young skipper is pushing the boat and don't think about what can happen. Because I lost mast and I lost everything already in my career, I'm much more carefully about these questions. This age is a fact, but no any influence on my performance.
What kind of food do you have on board?
I have quite a lot of food, mainly for the main courses, lyophilized foods or in bag. Some of them is wet food, some of them is dried food. It's about 250 portions. That is pretty enough. Beside of that, I've got a lot of fruits, a lot of vegetables in tins and fresh. So this is pretty enough. Now I have to buy some fresh breads and some milks, and that's enough. I'm ready. My food is enough for 130 days, and that's pretty good with the safety limit together. So okay and happy with the food.
Do you bring any special vitamins or side materials?
There's a lot of things which I wanted to have in the boat, and there's a lot of things which I have to have. Vitamins, yes. Vitamin C, that's the only one I get. All the rest of minerals and the vitamins and everything is in the food. Not necessary to have just pills. Everything is all right now. This is not a question what we are doing. We don't need this kind of dried plums to be healthy, like in the old age.
What's your hobby on board? When there's not an active period, what are you going to do?
Just let me tell you, if somebody is racing, there is no habits and no free period, because non-stop we are concentrating on the boat, on the meteo, on the sails. So if I have some time, I try to relax. Part of this relax can be reading, can be listening some music, but not too many times. In my previous trips, I had a lot of books and I could read, and now it's not really have time, no concentration on anything else. These boats are so complicated and needs all the attention, no question. I have minutes, 20 minutes, maximum 30 minutes for sleeping. And I have to concentrate on running, just doing everything properly on the boat. That's it, no hobby.